I want to bring in now Lydia Munyapau, who's the Chief Operating Officer at the South African Football Association. She's actually a former Banyana Banyana player and a team manager. Lydia, thank you so much for stopping by here. Good morning.
Good morning, Clement. Thank you for inviting me to your show.
How are you feeling as a former player, a former team manager for Banyana Banyana, and now you see how incredible they were in Morocco? How does that make you feel?
Excited, over the moon. There's butterflies in my stomach. I don't know what I can do with myself. I'm just too excited.
Boom Shaka said, I don't know what can I do with myself. Okay, so they've just landed. It's been confirmed. They're now going to walk over here and start the official program from Safa's side. I know there was 10 million rand that was committed for Banyana Banyana. Just tell me about the support and the incentive that is planned for these players, for the efforts that they have made in Morocco during this tournament, broadly, in fact.
I think, Clement, is to just to start with the preparations. You know, we put so much money into preparing the team, you know, because you can talk about incentives, but if you don't prepare the players to go out there and do well, you fail them. So we put a lot of money into preparing this team prior to Morocco. They had a one-month camp prior to departure, and they were in Morocco 2 weeks before the start of the tournament. And once the tournament started, you obviously, you know, before the start of the tournament as well, it was about, you know, putting something on the table and offer to on the table to say, what else can we do over and above what has been done for the ladies before? You know, just so that it can boost them, it can boost the morale. And obviously, we put down 400,000 each as a bonus for the players. Should they go all the way, you know, and win the competition. And that's something that we've committed to. We're going to deliver it. They've won it. So now we have to, you know, go and talk to our bankers so that, you know, they can release the money so that, you know, the players can go out there and enjoy it, you know. I think going forward, obviously, since the team has also qualified for the 2023 FIFA Women's World Cup, it's also about preparing them for that, because we're not going to Australia and New Zealand to add the numbers. We're going then to compete. It's not going to be the same as 2019, where we got knocked out in the group stages. It's about getting to the round, to the knockout stages as well.
Still talking about the issue of incentives. So I don't know how you guys decide this as SAFA, but I remember in 2019 or so, there was a time when SAFA committed 920,000 rand or so for Bafana players if they win. And I think it was 600 and something thousand rand if they get to the semi-finals. Why can't that same structure of incentives be applied for Banyana Banyana players?
I think for us, it comes with the corporate backing. You know, it's about how much you get from a sponsor, because we've got sponsors that come on board to support different products. You know, we have a sponsor for Bafana, which is Castle, that are putting money towards the preparation and the incentivizing Bafana. We also have Sasol, that has been with Banyana since 2009, you know, in terms of the preparation and everything. They put in the money, you know, in terms of preparing the team. They are the ones, obviously, you know, when it comes to incentivizing the players as well, we have to check how much money extra that is available to incentivize the players. So we looked in terms of, after we prepared the team for the Women's AFCON, how much more do we also have, you know, to give to the players? And once we determined that, we put it on the table, and it's something that the players were not happy with. We went back to Sasol as well to say, look, the players, you know, what else can you add on top of this so that, you know, we can motivate them? And they came on board and added some extra. And also, we had to look, where else can we find funding? You know, the prize money for we had to consult CAF and find out what is the prize money being offered, you know, for winning the Women's AFCON. And we were told that, you know, it is a certain amount of money, and we had to put all that money together in order to incentivize the players. So it's about the prize money, how much the competition's prize money is, and how much else is the sponsor also, or the corporate backing that is available for the team.
What is it going to take for us to get those corporate sponsors? And I know it also speaks to how we as South Africans appreciate women's football, because sponsors also look at the numbers. I mean, if I'm backing and I'm sponsoring this game at Orlando Stadium, how many of Abbott Clement are coming? And if they are playing to an empty stadium, and often that's the reality, I mean, how many sponsors are going to come and commit large sums of money? So what do you think needs to be done to get South Africans backing this women's sport, which, because they're doing incredible?
I think it's about changing perceptions. You know, people out there who think football is not for women. You know, I played football and people have told me this, they've called me names, etc., you know. it's about, you know, changing perceptions. You know, our girls are doing well. We have players who are applying their trade overseas. We have the Hollywood Bet Super League, you know, where, you know, it's a competitive league where our girls, you know, take part in a quality competition on a weekly basis. So our girls are doing it. You know, the Banyana Banyana has done well. You know, on the field of play, the girls are speaking the language. They're telling us that they're doing well. But it's about the people who are signing checks in the corporates, the people who are out there, who are always, you know, criticizing us and saying equal pay, you know, for Banyana Banyana. It's also about them getting off at, off their couches and going to the stadium and also showing their support. Obviously, the sponsors want to see a full stadium for the girls. They want a return on investment as well. You know, you are selling a product. You want to sell a product to somebody. You can't sell a product to an empty stadium. So please, I'm calling on all the fans. When Banyana Banyana is playing, we always tell people when Banyana is playing and where. And we tell this information right in, on time. So it's about getting to the stadium and also supporting the players. And I think the media has come on board a lot, you know. Since the time I was a player to now, you know, the media coverage for women's football is incredible. You know, obviously a lot more can be done, but, you know, the sponsors can see that they're getting a return on investment. You know, Sasol shows, we've done studies, you know, to check the PR value that the kind of Sasol is getting. So the numbers are speaking for themselves. You know, it's about people just coming and seeing it, how much more value they can get out of sponsoring Banyana Banyana and women's football in general.
Absolutely. I'm one of those that have made a commitment that I'm going to start going to their games, because I've never seen them play live in stadiums, and where they're playing locally, I'm definitely going to go, because I realize how important it is that I am on that seat in that stadium, because that speaks to the corporates as well coming and playing their part. Just lastly, Lydia, a lot of people are asking about the trophy. Is there a plan from SAFA side to maybe tour around South Africa with the players and the trophy, so that those who are not here are able to feel it and see it and probably touch it as well?
Yeah, we have had discussions about that, and we are looking, obviously my plan still has to be signed off. If it doesn't get signed off, don't kill me.
We'll put pressure on Danny Yordan when he gets here.
So we are looking to go to the major cities, you know, especially those ones that have really supported women's football, the likes of KZN, the likes of, you know, Eastern Cape, Western Cape. You know, they've shown so much support, you know, for women's football. Whenever there are competitions, women's football competitions, you know, they're always putting up their hands to say we are willing to host. So we are looking to go to those provinces so that we can show the fans in those different provinces the trophy. And we know that, you know, there's teams in those provinces as well. You know, the players that are taking part in the Sasol League, in the Hollywood Bet Super League, you know, they also want to put their hands on the trophy. The former players, you know, who participated so many times in the Women's AFCON, but they never actually got their hands on the trophy. So we are going to make it available for them to also touch it and say, this is because of you. You laid the foundation for the class of 2022, so you have a right as well to hold this trophy, because it's because of the bricks that you have laid for this team that they're successful today.
Oh, I like that idea. Thank you so much, Lydia Munyapau, Chief Operating Officer at the South African Football Association. Thank you so much for making time. She's also the former Banyana Banyana player, a former Banyana Banyana team manager as well.